That's on my way to work on a, what, Thursday? So anyway, that's what I'm going to make sure I do. Y'all are the definition of the word. Y'all are the definition of the word cringe. Y'all are the definition of the word cringe. You know what I mean? Because every fucking time when someone like uploads a song, I noticed that that was never a thing until now. Oh, the mix is a little bit off. But the mix is right here, so it's here. Oh, you know, the intro is a little bit too this. Oh, this is a little bit too that. Oh, if you change this up, bro, only thing I asked was how was the vibe of the song. Fuck the mixing. But the mixing is the most important. Nigga, I have fucking mixed my fucking vocals the exact same way I've been mixing them. And here's the fucking dumb part. There'll be people that will respond and be like, I don't know what everyone else is talking about. The mixing is fine. It'd be like five people under that talking about, oh, I don't know why they're saying the mixing is bad. It's actually pretty good. So what's up with you saying this big-ass paragraph? Oh, it's the mixing needs a lot of work. It ain't like it's fucking muffled and fucked up. So it used to be like that. So I took that critique. And you know what I mean? Took that critique. And I just said, okay, let me do this. So I go, change it up. Go, clear out the vocals. Find a vocal preacher that can help me clear out the low end. And then all of a fucking goddamn sudden, everything sounds more clear. Not one time someone said, damn, they're mixing. I'm not talking about dumb retards online that talk. I'm talking about people outside. You know, like, people outside give you the most fucking realest feedback. Not niggas online. They don't. Most of the time, they just make them jealous. They don't know how shit works. And they know that you record music at home. They want to talk down to you because they know, hey, he records music at home. Let me talk down to him and say that he's doing it wrong. Also, he can also, you can fucking send me your music. I can make it for you. And they know why they're doing that, because a lot of people are making their own fucking music. So they're upset. They're mad now. Because no one's not in a fucking goddamn studio mixing and mastering music anymore. They're at home. So now they want to sit there and talk shit about anyone that's mixing and mastering their music at home. Let's say, for example, you want your song mixed and mastered, right? You really want to put it out. You want to schedule. And the engineer is sick. You got to go to another engineer. But he don't want to do anything. He's like a local, like he doesn't want to do anything, whatever. Or engineer that you go to, you got to pick a good engineer and stick with that engineer. And let's say, for example, that one engineer that you go to is sick. So no one is there to engineer your shit. Now, you can't go to anywhere else because they mix music differently. So you sit here sitting on this song that you fucking rapped at home. You trying to send a stem to this fucking engineer and you can't do it because the nigga's sick. Right? So you sit here with an unfinished song waiting for one nigga to mix and master. How about this co scenario? Let's say, for example, like I said in my last podcast, you do fucking go to the studio, the engineer is there, and even though he mixes your vocals professionally, and you put it on SoundCloud, and then just to fucking see something, you go and you fucking, send it to a fucking, but yeah, I have a song that someone mixed my vocals, but it was because they put me on a beat. So what happened was, I don't know if I still got the song, but if I were to sit there and send this song to these crews and report the same feedback function, keeping fucking mind, I didn't mix these vocals. They did. As a remix or something. Watch these niggas sit there and still say the mix needs lots of work. So it doesn't fucking matter if I did it or someone else did it. What's the point? And you know what someone's gonna sit there and say? Yo, I don't know why people are saying the mixing is bad. It's pretty good and clear compared to most. Because they're stupid. They're coming up with any, they got dog ears. Like hearing shit that we can't hear. Like, who gives a fuck? No one doesn't hear it, don't care. It's music, nigga. There is no perfect when it comes down to music. And that's the issue. Music's supposed to be art. There is no such thing as perfect art. Okay? But music is rap is competition. That is a sport. And you don't see 2 Chainz beefing with nobody. There's a lot of rappers that don't beef with nobody. Even back in the 90s, you ain't seen Def Effect beefing with nobody. So it's only a competition to only a few rappers. Not everybody. Putting that out there. You got niggas saying, oh, the vocals are too low. And you'll never see they got cheap fucking headphones. Because if you're saying the vocals are too fucking low, and then when I hear, have someone else hear it, and they say it's fine, what are we doing? Even when I send my songs to fucking like, not one person say anything about the vocals being mixed like that. It's always the vibe is dope, the flow is dope. If the mixing was fucked up, that would be the most ultimate thing that they'll focus on. But see, that's a stupid thing. Like I told you, it's fucking, you know, look at a person like Logic. He's gonna put out a fucking his last album. All he did was mix his shit raw, like he was back in the basement, because some people like that raw texture sound. Texture, that's something that these stupid ass, like, engineer Nazis that want to try to talk about your mix don't know nothing about. It's texture. You know what I'm saying? It's texture. They want, like, it's what the artist wants out of the fucking song, not you. You look at it like, this could be a hit. This could blow up. And don't think that maybe this nigga doesn't care about blowing up like that. But y'all think everyone has the ability to blow up with a clean mix? Well, tell that to XXXTentacion when he came out with Look At Me. Tell that to XXXTentacion when he went back to that raw mixed sound on his fucking album, on his 2 albums. And they went platinum. Like, seriously. Like, what's the point of you niggas talking that shit when your shit always gets fucking derailed every fucking time? Like that one bitch that said, Sue X, yo, that Look At Me song is not gonna make it. The mixing is too wrong. And I bet you that was on a, like, you know, I guess, I mean, no, feedback from you was in, the feed, like, he probably still wasn't around at the time. He's like, yeah, too raw. You got to fix the mixing. It's funny how that bitch's song didn't blow up, but X did. XXXTentacion's fucking song blew up, but that bitch's song didn't. Like, all these fucking examples of that, and yet people still talking that jazz.